This is Dakota Daybook for July 25th. When you hear the word Medora, you can't help but think about the Old West of cattle ranchers, cow punchers, and wild bronco busters. Picturesque Medora overflows with such frontier connections to Theodore Roosevelt's Elkhorn Ranch and the Little Missouri Badlands. The Badlands were known as Badlands to travel over because it was difficult to navigate through its fabulous maze of multicolored hills and canyons. The Northern Pacific built its tracks at great expense through the Badlands, which included construction of a bridge over the Little Missouri River. And when the age of automobiles arrived, circa 1900 to 1910, there was no way to get an auto across the river except by loading it onto a railway car or ferry boat. The Badlands were one of the final barriers facing the coast-to-coast automobile roadway known as the National Parks Transcontinental Highway, advertised as the best pathway to Glacier National Park. This renowned Red Trail later became known as U.S. Highway 10 and eventually Interstate 94. In order to fix this last unbridged river crossing, the people of Medora and Greater North Dakota raised money by subscription. To build this great steel and concrete bridge spanning the Little Missouri would take about $20,000 for a structure 405 feet long, not counting the approaches. So North Dakota's citizens got to work at fundraising. Medora, with less than 200 residents, pledged $1,200. Fargo chipped in $2,000, as did towns along the road, Valley City, Bismarck, New Salem, and beyond. Billings County completed the bridge financing in 1915 by using $4,000 of taxpayer money. Construction workers completed the Little Missouri Automobile Bridge in the following year. And it was on this date in 1916 that the Bismarck Tribune reported on the festive dedication of the Medora Bridge. Governor L.B. Hanna came to town in a Chalmers motor car and delivered a speechifying address emphasizing the need for more good roads. The governor's daughter, Dorothy, christened the bridge by breaking a bottle of sparkling artesian water on the railing, because champagne was absolutely prohibited in the dry state. James W. Foley, Medora's noted poet, recited a lyrical poem entitled The Building of the Bridge. Dedication Day finished with a parade and a rodeo in Medora's natural amphitheater with bronc busting, steer roping, and other Western stunts, followed by a dance. All in all, it was a glorious red bandana day to celebrate Medora's magnificent Red Trail Bridge. Today's Dakota Daybook was written by Dr. Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Earl Pepcorn.
Dakota Daybook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.